You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hope your Monday's getting off to a pretty good start. Thank you for letting your boys in the morning be a part of that here at Mix 100. And we sincerely hope that you'll keep Mix 100 turned on all day long. We'll have Denver's best mix of music for your workday with the incredible Shannon Steele right here at Denver's Mix 100. Got a mind bender in just about an hour. Right now, though, it's time for a trending report. What in the world is going on out there? How about those Broncos?
Hut, hut, hut. Right?
They're one of only five undefeated teams left in the NFL after grounding the Jets yesterday. See what I did?
Zinger?
They pitched a shutout at Mile High Stadium. Wow.
They look good, but the Jets looked really bad, too. And how old is their quarterback? Like 12?
Granted, the three opponents that we have beaten are a combined 0-9.
That's what everybody's saying. But then everyone's still like, can we just enjoy it? Nick Knack was talking about that yesterday after they scored some touchdowns and got some interceptions or whatever. And they're all so excited and they're all posing for the camera. And she's like, it's just nice to see these guys having a good time for once.
Because it's been
several enjoying
years,
it. Yes. They look like they're actually having fun.
So they may be, their opponents may be a combined 0-9, but still they're NFL teams. I mean, this is not, like Slippery Rock University or anything like that.
Yeah.
Next up, the Baltimore Ravens come to Denver for a game this Sunday.
So they're good?
They're a good team.
They're good, okay. But it's all good. We're going to win because we've been putting the lucky Broncos flag out at our house, so everything's going to be fine.
Thank you for
doing
that.
That's what it's all about.
Thank you for representing.
I took it down too early yesterday, and Nicole ran out there and put it back up. So
why'd you take it down?
I was doing some other things out in the yard, and she was watching the game. I was outside doing stuff, and I took the flag down. I thought the game was over. She peeked out the window during the commercial and freaked out.
Oh. Keep your hands off the
flag. She's funny.
The Rockies lost all three games against the first-place Giants this weekend at Coors Field. The only highlight, though, was the celebration of Larry Walker's induction into the Baseball Hall of Fame. He showed up at the Bronco game, too. So he was at Coors Field and at the Bronco game.
All right.
Rockies only have six games left. Unless they decide to somehow make up that missed game against the Braves a couple weeks ago, I doubt they will. They'll probably just let it go. Tonight, the Rockies start a series against the Washington Nationals. Now, I grew up as a kid watching reruns of the old Star Trek, and my dad used to kind of give me grief because I knew all the, I watched them so many times that I knew the dialogue. Like, I could say it along with the characters, and he was like, why do you do that? And I'm like,
Papa, I don't know, Papa.
I don't know. But now, get a load of this. Captain James T. Kirk is actually going to space.
What?
William Shatner allegedly, has not been confirmed, but allegedly has agreed to hitch a ride on the kind of embarrassingly shaped Blue Origin rocket. The one that looks like
he's going up on the penis ship.
Mm-hmm.
Why didn't they get Dr. Bones instead?
Who's Dr. Bones?
Dr. Bones McCoy.
Oh.
Get it?
Yeah, because he's dead.
It was, the bones and the penis.
Listen, at 90 years old, William Shatner will become the oldest person to ever head into space.
Yeesh. Better give him a physical before they go.
Yeah, I'm a little concerned about that.
He's not in good shape.
It's one of those 15-minute rides, where they'll get weightless and get to float around. They're saying now that technically he will not earn astronaut status because the FAA changed their definition of astronaut just a few months ago. And so he technically won't be. Who cares? It's William Shatner going to space.
There you go.
The launch will be in October, so next month, and they are going to be filming all of this for a documentary.
All right.
Called Old Men in Space. No, I don't know what they'll call it. I'm excited about that. I think that's cool. What else is going on?
We talked about this a few weeks ago, a pair of Michael Jordan's used boxers / underpants. They were going up on the auction block for somebody to purchase them, and they said they showed signs or evidence of definite use, which was not skid marks. It was frayed threading. So they were, you know, legit. They've been used. They had a dry cleaning tag, yada, yada, yada. Somebody snapped them up for $2,784, which is actually quite reasonable for a pair of Michael Jordan's underpants.
Yeah, I thought they said originally these were going to go for like $750 to $1,000.
Yeah, so the price really ticked up, and now you can take those to Hobby Lobby and get them framed and put them up on your wall, I guess. Conversation piece. It's kind of funny. I wonder if those go up in value. I would think so.
Probably.
I don't know.
Hang on to them for a couple of years and get 10 grand for them.
Why not? New Hulu documentary out called Controlling Britney Spears. This story here says it contains some shocking revelations about how closely her father, Jamie, was watching her. I guess he hired some security. So they say. I mean, I don't know if this is all legit or not, but they say he hired some sort of security firm to spy on her. They set up an encryption system on her mobile devices so he could check on her emails and texts. And I guess he even supposedly put some sort of listening device in her bedroom so he can keep an eye on an ear on what was going on in her bedroom. I don't know. Creepy. Is this? Do we believe this?
Yeah. How many more documentaries about?
I don't know. I saw another one on Netflix too. So this is a Hulu one. I just saw one pop up on Netflix.
I don't know if we need any more documentaries on Britt.
I don't care anymore. I really don't. And I like Britt. Hey, look who's in the news. Dog the Bounty Hunter, Dom. He hasn't been relevant for a little
bit. Forcing himself into the news, actually.
Yeah, he's getting involved with this Gabby Pateo, Brian Laundry situation. He showed up at the home in North Point, Florida, where Brian and his parents lived, and he knocked on the door a bunch of times. I watched the TMZ video. Nobody answered. He talked to a neighbor. Bunch of reporters there filming him and
so
taking pictures of
him.
Nothing happened, but it gave him a chance to talk to reporters, give out the number for his tip line, and go on his way for the search of Brian Laundry. And, you know, Nicole and I have been kind of riveted by this case. We've been watching it, and we were kind of talking about it this weekend. Like, what are the odds that Dog the Bounty Hunter catches this guy, you know? The CIA, the FBI, the police, they can't find him, and then Dog comes rolling in with him. What? I don't know. 10-year-old Jeremy is happy about this reboot. I used to stay up very late on Friday nights when I was a kid, until 10:30, I believe, Dom, when American Gladiators came on. And now, according to this story, a bunch of really buff people are doing a reboot. It's the American Gladiators reboot. Did you ever watch this?
No,
it was on from 89 through 96.
Yeah, I remember talking years ago about you trying
to do this. I would love to do this. It's where all these jacked people are up there with these like Nerf cannons and various weaponry to, you got to like hit the people that are trying to run through this obstacle course, and they're like everyday people. And all these, you know, roided up monsters are up there trying to hit you with these weapons and stuff. Gosh, it was a blast. I love watching that show as a kid. But anyway, the WWE is teaming up with MGM to bring back the show. So it's going to be the WWE wrestling superstars as the Gladiators. And
all right.
I am so in on this. I love it. Here's your Fat America. Denny's has your back right now. They're introducing a new line of Panookies, which is a mashup of pancake and cookie. The cookies chocolate chip. I guess there's two different varieties. The signature, which has salted caramel, Dom. Huh. And then the pecan or pecan panuki, which has a pecan pie sauce and glazed pecans instead of caramel. And it's all topped with vanilla ice cream. And you shove it in your pie hole and you hate yourself the next day.
My God.
Sounds sugary, doesn't it?
Yesterday was pancake day at our house. So.
Yum. Oh. And then real quick, a link you want to check out on our Facebook. This isn't our clickbait, but this is fun to look at. It's from a website called Gizmodo. They put out a list of the worst Halloween costumes for 2021, and they're not even shy about this. They are all sexy related, like a sexy safari guide, the haunting hottie, the sexy lab scientist. There's a sexy deer in there. There's one just called Super Hottie, Dom. That's the costume. Super hottie. And the naughty nerd is in there too, Dom.
Yeah!
If you want to get that one, it shows your nipples. It's on our Facebook. All right, let's do clickbait. head on over to that Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Check out the video and the link to this guy in the UK who thinks he spotted the Loch Ness Monster with his drone. What? He was on a canoe trip in Scotland last month. Now the video's gone viral. It's way up there, and you kind of got to squint to see it under the water.
Of course.
It kind of looks like a log. But everyone says it's Nessie, so check it out. It's on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait's brought to you by Boyer's Coffee, roasted in the Rocky Mountains since 1965. And that's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.